This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, we talk about hunting, and we talk about the great outdoors. So, you're going to lead it off this morning, folks, with your phone call, but we're going to give you a choice of topics if you'd like to talk about. And, I've got information here on all of these things. Let's say we give you three topics, and you pick one and call in. Let's talk about big game hunting in Africa and the results in Zimbabwe of the backlash about killing Cecil, the seasick lion. And you can talk about that if you like. Let's talk about migratory game bird hunting 2016 with the proposed seasons and a public meeting coming up, or the striped bass season here in Maryland coming up in April, or any other topic you'd like to talk about. But of those three, that's what I'm most prepared to talk about today. So we can go on from there. If you want to talk about anything else, the General Assembly, you want to talk about critters you've seen, you can talk about that. You want to talk about, well, you're leading the charge here today. That phone number to call us is 410 WCBM 680. That translates numerically to 410-922-6680. Now, if you're on a landline, if you have a phone in your home, and Brian, do you have a phone in your home? You do. You still have a landline. Really? Well, you must have people live at home then that are able to receive those messages and have a conversation. A lot of us don't. A lot of us have abandoned the landline for our cellular mobile phones. So this is if you have a landline at home and you want to call from outside the immediate dialing area here in Baltimore, you can call 800-WCBM-680 and save yourself from having to pay a long-distance fee. So that's how that works. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. And we'll be more than glad to receive your phone call and talk about whatever subject you would like to talk about. Striped bass with the upcoming trophy season. Migratory game bird hunting seasons, which the proposals are here and decisions will be made real shortly. Anything about the General Assembly, if you'd like. And then the Cecil effect is what this is called, about what's happened in Zimbabwe since the killing of Cecil the Lion last year, the international backlash and what is happening there in Zimbabwe. We'd be more than glad to talk to you about any of that. So, there we go. Okay, wide open lines. You can get right in. You'll be first up this morning if you'd like to call, and more than glad to talk to you. And if you want to talk about bass fishing or beaver trapping or who knows what, groundhog hunting, trout fishing, perch fishing, you name it, we'll talk to you about it. So, 922-6680. I have no monologue this morning. I will talk about Cecil. I will talk about the new migratory game bird laws and the Chesapeake Bay striped bass season. So there we go. And we have one caller on the line, and that allows me, while we're waiting momentarily, to take a little slurp of coffee. Oh, that's good. Let me tell you about that cup of coffee. That was in my travel mug yesterday. Made that yesterday morning from the good old dependable Keurig. I think it's Dunkin' Donuts coffee that I bought the Keurig pack, K-packs, K-cups, whatever you call them. We walked out of the house without that yesterday. So I got home last night. I set that aside. This morning I heated up the coffee, and there it is. Let's talk to Ray in Pasadena. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Al?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'll talk about not any of your subject right away.
That's all right.
If you know anything about, I know it's one of your sponsors, Clyde Sports Shop. I heard from a friend, I've been there over a week ago, but he said it just happened recently that the ceiling collapsed in Clyde's and it was closed.
Oh, I did not know that. No, I did not know that.
Because I know he's your sponsor.
Yeah, we're going to talk about them for sure. I guess they're going to have to clean that up. Boy, oh boy. Well, they have a suspended ceiling in there.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so I
got a lot of rain.
Yeah, that's very possible that could have happened. Boy, I hope not.
And he told me, he said he went down there to get some grass shrimp because he was going fishing.
Yeah.
He said it was partially closed. They were in there cleaning the whole place up. He said, the whole entire ceiling collapsed.
Wow. No, I hadn't heard that. Of course, I was in there. When was I in there? Last week one day, Friday, Saturday, maybe early this week, maybe Monday. I can't remember. No, it's
I think it's been about a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well.
Grass shrimp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, like I said, I've been in there in the last week, and everything seemed to be fine, but before that, I hadn't heard. I mean, I didn't see any mess or anything like that, but I'll certainly call them today and find out.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm guessing they're open today. We'll see.
Right, because I know these guys up and coming with the fishing line and sales.
Oh, yeah, that sale's coming up, sure. Yeah, that's right. Coming up in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk about that here shortly, so we will.
Because yeah, I thought you might have an inside thing, you might announce the day.
Nah, you know, look, what happens when I get my the Hunting Quarterly magazines back from the printer, you know, four times a year, or the Crab magazine, I'm on the road, and yeah. Everything seemed fine when I was in there. Like I said, I think it was Friday a week ago. Anything that happened this week, I wouldn't know about. So
right. Well, I was just running by to see if you knew anything.
Yeah, I appreciate that, though. I mean, now they got a lot of rain. That was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. So I don't know if it was that recent or not. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, because he said he went down and get some grass from him. He said they were in there cleaning it, like a bomb hit the place. He said they were in there cleaning it up.
Yeah, I think he said that a couple times. So, okay, cool.
All right, sir, thank you.
All right, Ray, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye, sir.
410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You're welcome to call. If anybody knows more information, has the inside story on Clyde Sports Shop that I don't know, please feel free to give us a call here. Yeah, I would like to know that. Let's see. We're going to try this again. Let's see if we have an updated fishing report. I think some of you informed them that we played their outdated fishing report on the air last week. Let's see what we got this week.
Here is the latest fishing information from Clyde Sporting Goods, Hillsboro. Yellow perch are starting to move in.
Ah, there we go.
Pickle, grass shrimp and minnows, best bait. Blackwater, yellow perch, a few crappies, minnows and grass shrimp, best bait.
Mm-hmm. Gonna have to get down there.
Tuckahoe, below the dam, the trout have been stocked.
Right.
Denton, off Route 404, right near the bridge. Chalk Tank River, yellow perch, catfish, minnows, night crawlers, and grass shrimp.
Gotta get out there.
Beechwood Park, white and yellow perch.
Well, we're going to let that go for now and take some of these other callers. Let's talk about to Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
So what's the story with Cecil Island?
Well, the international backlash against big game hunters triggered by last year's killing of a beloved lion named Cecil could spell doom for hundreds of the beasts who now roam a Zimbabwe preserve. This is by Cody Deraspina. He published February 25th on FoxNews.com. The deafening criticism after Cecil's death in July has created a chilling effect among many in the industry, leading to more hunters staying home animal populations growing out of control and a more dangerous environment for guides. Far fewer hunters are going to Zimbabwe, said Steve Taylor, a former game ranger and current guide in Zimbabwe, who is also associate director for the International Safety and Security at Harvard University. Directly after the Cecil situation, numbers declined precipitously. Numbers of hunters, that is. One Zimbabwean conservancy floated the idea of culling nearly 200 of its lions to fight overpopulation. That notion, since tabled, has drawn condemnation, but it highlights the desperation some conservancies face as lion and other animal populations go unchecked. Efforts to move some of the more than 500 lions living in the confines of the Bubai Valley Conservancy has so far been derailed. But the issue of the overpopulation received little attention until the cull proposal was mentioned. We were thinking about it. If you shoot a lion, your career's over, said Mr. Taylor. I think this is their way of saying to the naysayers who have denigrated the whole concept of a conservancy, somebody needs to step up to the plate, Mr. Taylor told Fox News. Hunters will not do it anymore. Someone needs to step up to the plate and finance the translocation of those lions. It's a great way to grab media attention. Bubai is located about 300 miles southeast of the Hwange National Refuge, where Cecil was shot. It relies on trophy hunting to support its operating cost. But since Cecil's death and the outrage that followed, there's been a slowdown of hunters willing to travel to Zimbabwe to bag big game. In addition to negative public opinion impacting decisions, hunters have also been hampered by several major airlines refusing to fly exotic animal trophies and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service listing species of African lions as endangered, which they are apparently not. Some have referred to the trend as the Cecil effect. A fellow by the name of Brent Staplecamp, a researcher who works at Hwange and studied Cecil, also said he's heard many, many hunters have canceled trips since Cecil's death. Now, whether that has to do with an awareness that things in Zimbabwe hunting industry are not right, fear of being exposed on social media, restrictions on getting trophies home, or what, we can't say. He told Fox News, but I'm sure there's been a massive cancellation of hunts and the industry is suffering. And then on the other side, there's the project leader at Bubai. He said in an email that linking declining hunts to Cecil's demise may be an overreach. In my opinion, the Cecil effect doesn't even exist. Hunters are not coming because there's a massive recession in the U.S. Mark, let me ask you about that statement. If you have enough money to go on safari, would a massive recession in the U.S. affect your cash flow?
No, the people who qualify economically for that kind of activity are not affected.
Right.
They're really not. It's during the Great Depression, sales of Duesenbergs declined precipitously, and the people who were the natural market for a car then, today's money, would be $750,000, $800,000 and up.
Right.
They were not affected by it. They stopped buying the cars because they were embarrassed to be seen in them in a country in which most people were absolutely poor.
Right.
So the top 1% are not affected by it.
Not at all.
Recessions.
Anybody I know that has gone on safari will continue to go on safari, and they will avoid Zimbabwe because they want to be able to fly in, fly out, make their hunt, and, you know, just not.
Well, look what happened to the dentist. He received death threats.
Sure he did. Yeah.
Who needs to expose themselves to that?
Here it is.
But what about the hundreds or thousands of people who have lost their jobs in Zimbabwe?
And the hungry indigenous population over there.
Sure.
That relied on hunters from the U.S. and other countries to supplement their diets and their income for their villages and everything else. Less than 2 months after Cecil's death, an experienced guide was leading a tour group in Hwange. That was where Cecil was killed when he was confronted by an aggressive lion named NXAAH and was mauled to death. Taylor speculates, this is Mr. Taylor, that the criticism stemming from Cecil's shooting may have caused the guide to hesitate in defending himself.
Oh, my my God.
I know a friend. I have a friend who was charged by a male African lion. The lion was shot with a bow and arrow at 17 yards and suffered a fatal wound. And rather than let the lion expire and back away or just stand and wait, his guide instructed him to shoot his lion again, which is what you do with a rifle. As long as the animal is alive, you shoot until the animal is down. Well, the lion wasn't going anywhere. It was you know, bleeding profusely and about to die. He shot the animal again. The animal stood up, turned around, and laid back down. When the guide instructed my friend to shoot the lion the third time, the lion was facing them at that point. He said, as I reached to put the third arrow out of my bow quiver onto my string, the lion caught me and charged. Made three bounds towards them. The hunter on the left and the guide on the right both shot the lion with their rifles, and he said it died 8 steps away from me. Now, if you were to see this creature, and we saw that last Sunday, this animal is a 450-pound cat. And had he caught my friend, it would have been a cat-and-mouse game because there would have been no escaping. I mean, this is a tremendous, tremendously huge animal that can pick up a 600-pound...
Oh, tear you apart.
These animals pick up, their wild game and carry them across the plains. I mean, they can pick up a 500-pound steer and jump over a fence with it. Do you think
so what's a man to them?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing, exactly. So the effect is that the criticism, the international criticism, and the hating on social media on this dentist for doing something totally legal, because this animal had a name, this deadly creature had a name, is the fact that now Zimbabwe is suffering economically, and the lion population is out of control. They want to try and move these lions out of this preserve, which won't happen. So,
there's only one solution.
What is that?
Turn it over to PETA. They'll kill all the lions and dump them into dumpsters.
Good plan there, Mark. I appreciate that. All right, brother.
Have a good week.
You too, buddy. Thanks. See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Let's see. Camo Preacher. Hey, good morning. Has information on Clydes. What happened there, buddy?
I do, sir. There was no roof collapse. Nothing,
okay.
Of that nature. They are revamping the corner where their LY box is kept.
Ah.
And once they started replacing that, they wound up having to tear out part of the ceiling, part of the wall, to fit all the new LY box equipment in there. And so it looked messy for a few days, but they're almost finished. It'll probably be completed before the end of this week. They're open for business. Everything is good. They were just doing some renovating around their LY box.
Works for me. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome, sir.
Appreciate it. Yep. See ya. There he goes. Tom in Pasadena. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing today? I'm just heading up to Montgomery County, trying to get me some Canadian geese. I was lucky enough a couple weeks ago to do some cold calling and knocking on some doors, and a gentleman farmer gave me permission to do some hunting. How lucky was that?
That was very lucky. That's very lucky. Very lucky.
Yep, I was just kind of crossing my fingers and got blessed.
Now, look, when you shoot those Canadian geese, do you check their passports? Or do you shoot migratory Canada geese?
Oh, I like to check the passport, but they all going to wind up at the oven anyhow.
Nah. All right, Tom, you have a great day, buddy. Thanks.
Wish me luck.
Good luck, Tom. There he goes. And let's talk to Mark in Reisterstown, and then we'll take a little break. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up?
I want you to know I'm not a hunter, but I listen to your show.
All right.
I listen to your show every single Saturday morning.
Wow, that's wonderful.
7 o'clock on WCBM. Not enough people recognize for their accomplishments. And as a veteran, I learned that people should be recognized for compliments. So to you, I want to say thank you for your commitment, your effort, and your dedication, because it is truly a gift to the listeners of this unique show, and I hope that you continue to do so.
Wow, Mark. That's probably one of the nicest things anybody's ever said.
Well, like I said, I'm not a hunter, but I listen to your show every weekend because I learn.
Ah. Well, Information, education, entertainment. That's what we provide here.
Mm-hmm. And you do a great job. Continue it.
Well, we hope so. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that.
Okay.
I'm humbled. Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Wow. Very nice. Well, let's talk about Clyde's Sports Shop, where the roof did not collapse. I guess. We're not sure. Now, we have conflicting reports. But I do know one thing. Whatever happened, no matter what, Clyde's is going to have their Ready to Rock sale on Friday, March 18th through Sunday, March 27th. While you're at home today or this weekend, get those fishing reels out. Take all that old crappy line off of there that's all twisted up that you fished with all last year, or get those rods and reels out of the closet that you haven't fished with in 5 or 6 years and get them out and say, you know what, I'm going to use this year. I just wish I could put some line on it. Well, now you can for half price. Premium monofilament line from only 1 cent per yard. All you got to do is take in your empty spools, have Clyde Sports Shop install new line. There is one exception, and that's Power Pro. That's a pretty expensive line. They're not going to put that on at half price. That's the only exception, though. You know, the Strand and the Berkeley and all that stuff, half price. Now, there is a pen reel special, too. There's the new Warfare. The new Warfare. That's a size 30 level wind for just $89.95. That's coming up on the sale. And then their trolling combo started at $89.95. That's for a rod, a reel, and line, $89.95. If you want the pen Warfare, $89.95. If you want the whole trolling combo, $89.95. But that's a pen 309, a Shakespeare rod, a 6 foot rod with a roller tip and some line for you. The most popular trolling combos are $139.95. That's a Penn 330 GT2, an Andy ASU 601, medium heavy 20 to 50 pound rod and line, $139.95. Shakespeare, Pfluger, Ugly Stick, all on sale. Check out all the St. Croix rods. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That sale starts Friday, March 18th, and runs for 10 days. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, phone number 242-6108, and the updated fishing report, 247-3474-247-FISH. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
People pouring over our borders, wave after wave after wave of people who do not share our cultural beliefs, our beliefs about government, who do not seek to become American citizens.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 7, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to
flight. Send this
down,
one out to our truck driving buddy, Stan.
Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
We was a dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth hauling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy walking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this truckin' convoy across the USA. Convoy.
All right, convoy. Let's talk about some striped bass. Maryland Chesapeake Bay striped bass season opens April 16th. That is April 1-6. Spring season for the state fish. Striped bass kicks off on April 16th in Maryland's portion of the Chesapeake Bay. Now, let me say this about that. Maryland Hunting Coalition is supporting the efforts of the Harvard de Grace Decoy Museum to have the canvasback duck declared the state duck. And there's been some chatter online that because the canvasback duck may be declared the state duck, that the folks at the Humane Society of the United States of America, the largest anti-hunting group in the world, will come after the duck hunters now and make it so that we can't go hunting for our state duck. Well, guess what? The state animal of Pennsylvania is the white-tailed deer. I don't think they're going to stop hunting white-tailed deer. And the Maryland state fish is the striped bass. And I don't think we're going to stop fishing for striped bass. Just saying. Anybody who has that idea, just because the state declares something their state whatever, doesn't mean that it's going to be banned. For example, let's take the Smith Island cake, for example. That's the state cake. I suspect that people have not stopped eating the Smith Island cake because it has been declared the state cake. Now, the Baltimore Oriole, on the other hand, is the state bird. You can't hunt the Baltimore Oriole. However, there's a reason for that. The Baltimore Oriole is a songbird and is not a declared game species like the canvasback duck. The state flower is the black-eyed Susan. The black-eyed Susan continues to be picked, continues to be harvested, continues to adorn people's decorative displays, especially around the Preakness. You know, they did rename the old squaw duck, which is a sea duck. I guess they found that the name was offensive to some, the old squaw. The reason the duck was named the old squaw for eons is because of the noise they made on the when they were at rest. The chatter reminded somebody who discovered them who hunted them of a group of Native American squaws having a conversation. I don't know if that is true or not. That's what I've heard. But the old squaw was renamed the long-tailed duck. Very, very definitive, descriptive name, the long-tailed duck. The black-eyed Susan, however, has not been renamed. Should it be? Who is Susan, and how did she get that black eye? Could she have been a victim of domestic violence? Maybe we should consider renaming the black-eyed Susan the brown-centered Daisy. Wouldn't that be more descriptive? Boy, I launched into that, didn't I? Let me continue on with the Chesapeake Bay season for striped bass. The spring season for the state fish, the striped bass, kicks off on April 16th in Maryland's portion of the Chesapeake Bay. Spring recreational fishing opportunities for striped bass, locally known as rockfish, will run from April 16th through May 15th with a catch limit of one fish per person per day, 35 inches or larger. For Maryland anglers, the spring trophy rockfish season is more than just a new opportunity to fish, said MD DNR Fisheries Service Director Dave Blazer. The season signals the beginning of spring and the return of milder temperatures, fresh seafood, and the chance to spend time with family and friends out on the water. Regulations for the bay and its tidal tributaries combine summer and fall season. Running May 16th through December 20th will remain the same as 2015. Anglers can keep two fish per day, 20 inches or longer, with only one fish being over 28 inches. The size is measured from the tip of the snout to the tip of the tail, not the fork. The current Atlantic Ocean and Maryland Coastal Bay striped bass limit is one fish per day with a minimum length of 28 inches. The department is considering changes for the 2016 coastal season, available for review and comment on its website. Maryland reservoirs such as Liberty and Piney Run and Tridelphia and Conowingo and Broadford Lake and Rocky Gorge are also open to fishing for striped bass year-round with an 18-inch minimum size, two fish per day possession limit, with only one of the two fish being longer than 30 inches. So there you go. April 16th, the kickoff of the spring season for state fish. How about that? 35 inches. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we will be more than glad to take your phone call. Yes, we will. All right. Let's see. We talked about the Cecil effect. Guides are getting mauled to death. They're talking about moving the overpopulation of lions out of one of the conservancies. The people aren't going to Zimbabwe to hunt because of... Because of the Cecil, what they call the Cecil effect. We got the striped bass season coming in on April 16th. We got Tom up in Montgomery County going goose hunting. The light goose conservation season or snow goose conservation season is in right now. I think we're going to take advantage of that on Monday and do a little snow goose shooting. So, there we go. That leaves one of my subjects for the first morning here, or for the first hour here, open to comment. And you're certainly welcome to call 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. We'd love to take your call on any of those subjects or more, whatever you want to talk about. The migratory game bird seasons, this is the duck and goose season, doves and so forth, those seasons have been proposed. There was a change in the way the seasons were from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. There was a change in the way they're setting up the seasons. So the public comments on the proposed seasons are available through March 14th, and there will be a public meeting on March 8th at Chesapeake College at 7 p.m. That's March 8th at 7 p.m. to review the new schedule set forth by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, as well as to collect comments on the proposed hunting seasons and bag limits. So we'll get into a little bit of the details, but right now we want to talk to Ross in Pasadena. Good morning, Ross. How are you?
Hi, Alan. Great. I have a sailboat, and I bought a, I guess they I've referred to it as a bay rod.
Right.
Guys, and I'd like to do some trolling this year. I have never really tried it before, but I'd like to do it, my wife and I. And we live on a creek off the Magazine, and I usually travel to the Eastern Shore, Rock Call, Swan Creek.
Sure.
Or south down to Pax River and back home again.
Right.
We usually stay overnight. So I'd like to know just the basics. The rod, I probably bought it about 5 or 6 years ago. Haven't really used it from the sailboat.
Right.
And so I'd like to know, I probably have to have the line renewed.
Yeah.
What else should I be thinking about taking care of?
Well, that would be one thing, but what I would do is, you're in Pasadena?
Yes.
All right. Why not, when they're open, stop over and see my buddy over at Fish Bones? That would
I know Bud.
You know Bud?
Yes.
All right. Well, go over and see Bud and have him instruct you, and he will be more than glad to do that on how to properly rig and what you'll need. I would suggest you're probably going to want some type of rod holder in that sailboat, so that when you're sailing, you control.
Right.
And you know, you'll be able to maintain a certain speed. Trolling is not a sedentary event. I mean, it's you've got to keep moving. So, and the key to that is consistently keeping that bait within a zone where you might suspect the fish would be, whether that's, you know, 20 to 30 feet or 10 to 20 feet or the top 10 feet of the water column, whatever that might be. And Bud can give you great suggestions. I know he has a chart and so forth with what weight you're going to need and what speed you're going to need to be going and that type of thing. So rather than me try to give you an entire rundown here on the air, because there's, you know, line lengths and pounds test and that type of thing, I would suggest you go and spend a little time over there at Bud's place.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I didn't even think of him because he isn't here right now. He's
right. Yeah, but he'll be here next week, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate the information.
Anytime, Ra. Yeah.
I'm an avid listener to your show, and my wife put me onto it about 12 years ago.
Wow, 12 years ago. Yeah, I've been here 27, so that's pretty cool. Very good. Thanks, Ross.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
See ya. There he goes. Let's talk to Carl over in Middlesex. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Getting there, Alan. Still sitting upright, you know.
Well, that's a good thing.
I ain't laying down pushing up daisies yet, but
we're
struggling along.
Right.
We had a stroke during the Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm right. I just got a little bit of paralysis in my right hand, that's all.
Right.
It was what they call a mini stroke, you know.
Yeah, I have a friend, a former neighbor, I've been in the house 28 years. He was there about 30. And I think 2 years ago, he moved to North Carolina. But he's kept in touch. And he had a little stroke over the weekend. And he called me, and I was busy. I didn't take his call, and he left a voicemail message. So I listened to it. I just had a stroke. So I called his number immediately, and his sister answered and said he's in the hospital, and here's his number, and he's going to go to rehab. Well, that happened. Are you scheduled to do some rehab, Carl?
Yeah, I've been. They give me it before they let me out of the hospital, and I've got about 90% back movement in my hand again. I can hold a fishing rod.
That's all that's important, right?
Right. And yeah. I just bought me a brand new one.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Remember last spring, and you showed me that 7-footer?
Uh-huh.
Thanks to me telling them, well, my buddy Alan Ellis had this beautiful ride, and guess what?
Yeah, he wound up with one, huh?
I got a 7-foot ultralight. And I wouldn't have got it if I didn't mention your name, I don't think.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. They're very rare, and they were like holding it back, you know?
Yeah, sure.
But it's super sensitive. I can't wait to use it.
Let me tell you what, buddy. That 7-foot ultralight is a really, really nice rod. It is very sensitive. And you catch something like a little, you know, like a little hickory shad or something like that, or even a little white perch or yellow. I mean, you think you got a world record bass on there. It's a lot of fun.
I know. I've seen that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So
I was 20 feet from you watching you have
a I know you were. I know. I get that. So, well, good. I hope to see you up there again this year.
Yeah, I hope. Well, when I hear you on the radio say you and your grandson are going, one of my sons and I will be there.
Gotcha.
I got two of them to drive, so I got a choice.
Oh, well, good for you. That's good. That's good. Yeah, well, your boy caught a nice yellow perch there last year. Real nice one.
So. I figured that would be in your fishing issue.
It wasn't. We had a lot of space issues in that one, and we bumped out 4 or 5 stories, but it's just the way it goes.
Yeah, I understand.
Yep, so.
Yeah.
All right, sir.
Well, where the fish biting? I want some panfish.
247-3474.
Okay, I'll call that after. I thought maybe you knew, because my middle son, Matthew, told me a friend of his has got a picture of him on Facebook with a whole bunch of crappie.
247-3474.
Okay. I tried to, you don't want to give up none of your secrets.
I don't have any secrets, Carl. I'm on the radio. I'm a public personality. Why would I have any secrets?
Well, I'm just wondering if you heard of anywhere, Because the yellow perch should be making their hit soon.
Yeah, they're going to be. But I'll tell you what, I've been on the shore and I've been everywhere. I've been 1,000 miles since Friday, let's put it that way, at least that. And everywhere I've been with all the rain, I was down at, where was I yesterday? Wason's Corner. You know, that's a big perch spot. And there's nobody there because the water looks like a cup of coffee with cream in it. And it's all over the banks. Now, that was when I went by in the morning, I guess. By the afternoon, it had settled down some, but it was still off color. And, you know, I'm sure all the streams were full and looked nasty. I mean, Millington was covered up. You know, I've been up there. And all the perch hangouts and perch hotspots, there's just a flood of water, and it's all off color. But the next, you know, I mean, muddy, not just off color. But, I mean, the next couple of days when that water starts to clear off, things should start to move. Because, I mean, that'll, you know, the rain will also warm up those waters.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it's all good. All right?
I'm hoping that I'm going to try, down there, Y Mills.
Yeah, oh, that's a good place,
that's
sure.
That's usually a great crappy place.
Yep, now. Give it a shot. And I know some of the creeks and rivers down in Dorchester County are also good crappy spots, and you can park and fish them from the bridges and stuff, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, hopefully I do well, and I can give you a call next Saturday morning and tell you how we did.
I hope so.
I can brag.
Good for you, buddy. Thanks.
Hey, man, take it easy.
See you, Carl.
Good talking to you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There he goes, Carl. He's a good guy. He's been calling this show for a long, long time. I think we'll take a little break. I'm going to eat a cracker, get a slurp of coffee, answer my email, and we'll be right back. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama told me let's go. Mama told me. some air to this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scared you have to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath. Mama told me
not to come. A little drug-induced Three Dog Night there. Why not? By the way, breaking news on Clyde's story that the roof did not cave in. The information that was passed on to us was passed on from their spokesman, Camo Preacher, who got that news directly from one of the brothers, Mr. Bill Blamberg, who's the principal at Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde being the other brother and principal at Clyde Sports. I mean, you could have called it Clyde and Bill's, I guess, Sports Shop, or Bill and Clyde's, but I think the older brother probably said, we're calling it Clyde's. And no one was actually hurt in the alleged roof cave-in bomb rebuilding of the Menhaden LY room construction. However, are we done with that story? I think we are. I think we'll be done with that. All right. Yes. This is an All Outdoors breaking news alert. Nothing happened. All right. We were started talking about the migratory birds. Let's see. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources, that would be MDDNR, is accepting public comment on the 2016-17 migratory game bird hunting seasons. The seasons will be finalized in early spring after the department reviews the input and obtains approval from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We look forward to reviewing public feedback from our waterfowl hunters and other citizens, said Wildlife and Heritage Service Director Paul Pedito. Our goal is to provide the best waterfowl hunting opportunities we can within the framework provided. Proposed youth waterfowl hunting days are November 5th and February 11th. These days are part of a national effort by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and state agencies to increase participation in the rich tradition of waterfowl hunting. The maximum age for participating youth has been increased from 15 to 16 years of age, which means that Jacob would be able to hunt that youth season since he is 16 and won't be 17 until November 10th. How about that? The proposed regular duck season would run October 15th through the 22nd. The second season would be November 12th through the 25th, and the third would be December 13th to January 28th. The special sea duck season would run November 5th through January 13th. The federal framework for the season was reduced from 107 days to 60 days for 2016 and 17, and that is for sea ducks. That would be scoters. That would be black or common scoters. That would be surf scoters. That would be white wing scoters. And that would be old squaws. I'm sorry, I mean long-tailed ducks. Those four species are available. And there could be a lost eider occasionally in the Chesapeake Bay. But normally they're a little further north. The proposed Atlantic population, that's the migrant Canada goose season, would be split into its traditional two segments, November 19th through the 25th and December 16th through February 4th. The proposed mourning dove season would be September 1 to October 8th, followed by two additional splits, and that would be October 22nd through November 19th and December 16th through January 7th. The department will hold a public meeting on March 8th at Chesapeake College to review the new schedule set forth by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Here's how it reads. Couldn't figure it out there for a second. The department will hold a public meeting on March 8th at Chesapeake College at 7 p.m. to review the new schedule set forth by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Should there be a service after that? I'm not sure. As well as to collect comments on the proposed hunting seasons and bag limits for the 2016-17 hunting season will be held in room 110 in the Eastern Shore Higher Education Center, and that's building number 13. If you can't make the meeting, you can comment online or by phone. And if anybody wants to comment online or on phone, you can certainly call or go and get this press release from the department. The public comment period will close at 12 p.m. on March 14th. Now, we did have a stakeholders meeting here in early February. I believe that was the third. And there were a number of concepts floated for deer and turkeys and bears and some other things. But we have not seen, in nearly a month, we have not seen the final proposals. We had concepts that we commented on, some pro, some against, and we haven't seen the final proposals to be put out there for public comment, but we hope to see those here very soon, hopefully this coming week. Big week coming up in the General Assembly. We're halfway through the session. A lot of hearings coming up, some legislation that we're keeping an eye on, we're commenting on, we're working with other groups to either advance or kill. And so we're, you know, the Maryland Hunting Coalition is hard at work in the halls of Annapolis, that's for sure. And speaking of the Hunting Coalition, our Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit, our only fundraiser of the year, is coming up Saturday, March 26th, and that's in Westminster at Martin's Westminster. That's located on Germer Lane. That's behind the shopping center there as you drop down over the hill on 140, you know, just before you get into the main section of town there. We've got, it's a bull roast. We got roast beef and steamed shrimp and other items out there that we're going to be putting up. We're going to go discuss the menu here next week or so with those folks, but we know the bull roast part is going to be there. Free salads, free desserts, soft drinks, all the beers included. To get your tickets, you can go to mdhuntingcoalition.org, and we'll talk more about this in the next hour. Stick with us. I'll tell you some of the things we've got coming up. We've got two safaris, not to Zimbabwe, South Africa. We've got an Argentine dove hunt for those of you who'd love to go to Argentina. We've got a redneck blind. We've got Benelli's. We've got a Browning. We've got a number of things that we got a beautiful Tika T3 and 7mm mag somebody's going to go home with. So, we'll talk more about that in the next hour, but right now we've got to take a break for the news. My name is Alan Ellis. Get out, stay out, stay safe.